Hi, my name is Kieran Burns. I'm a curator here at the House of European History, and I was one of the curators working on Throwaway, A History of a Modern Crisis, which is our current temporary exhibition here at the museum.
Can you tell us what the show Throwaway is about and what the visitor will see, and tell us how the show is structured, and also why is it being characterized as a hidden history?
What the show is about really is what rubbish, the things that we throw away, trash, as you might say, on the other side of the pond, what this can tell us about ourselves and society, what it reveals about our habits of consumption and production, and how the long view, the historical view, our past, can maybe provide some signposts and some directions for the current waste crisis that we find ourselves in today. The House of European History is about telling stories that transcend national boundaries, national borders, and stories which are relevant across Europe still today. So rubbish, trash, the current waste crisis very much fits into that category and provides us with a fresh perspective at looking at European history. Basically, there are practices in the past which we have lost contact with today as part of our throwaway society. So when you look at history, you see that sometimes there's nothing new under the sun, as it were. So certainly before the Industrial Revolution, trash really wasn't a concept that we would have recognized. Everything in the home was reused. And even in the early 19th century, things, for example, such as clothes rags, rags from clothes, would have been recycled and repurposed for the paper industry.
I have here some newspaper, 13 months old. I've wrapped this inside and it's smelly and old.
Things like animal bones were made into a substance called bone char, which was used to whiten sugar, beet sugar. So many things were repurposed. But with the Industrial Revolution, the large-scale urbanization which follows that, lots of people living together, trash becomes a problem. It becomes something which you can't manage in a city. It's unhygienic. It's a cause of disease. It's something which needs to be pushed away, and you need to find more structured solutions, such as rubbish bins, for example. Here we tell the story of Eugène Poubelle, the prefect of Paris, after whom the poubelle, the rubbish bin in French, is named. We tell the story of rag pickers, people who systematically in different European cities collected the trash from the streets enduring very, very harsh conditions for men, women and children. We tell the story of new sewers going into the cities as well. So how we were beginning to find structural problems of getting rid of human waste. Because before the Industrial Revolution, for example, human waste would have been repurposed as compost and scattered on the fields outside cities and used to fertilize crops. So there's a lot going on, a lot of change happening in this era between about 1800 and even the beginning of the First World War, and certainly by the beginning of the Second World War.
It seems so strange that something as, to us, obvious as a rubbish bin had been invented.
Yeah, because in a sense, it's something that we take for granted today. And that's very much what this exhibition is about. The things that we take for granted today, the fact that we do produce single-use plastic items, that may seem like just something which is a normal part of our daily life. But by looking at the history of where this disposable culture originated, you can really understand why it came into being and then perhaps how we can solve it as a problem.
The show is on until...
The show is on until February 2024, so roughly for the next year, rather the end of January 2024. And it's free, and it's open 7 days a week. We're closed early on Monday, but apart from that, we're open 7 days a week.
And I urge people to go to the permanent exhibition too, if they haven't.
Yes, absolutely, because we have five floors of a permanent exhibition here, which tells the story of transnational European history, mostly with an accent on the 19th and 20th century, but reference to early periods as well. So if you haven't been to the House of European History, Richard, you're absolutely right. We'd encourage you to come, see, throw away, and then take some time in the permanent exhibition as well.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.